just to summarize the story from yesterday, I think maybe it could get a little clearer, is that you have these two different things, sa and behemachaya, let's say, right? So how do you look at sa? They break it down, let's say, to do one against two, one versus two, you know? So how do you look at sa? Do you look at sa as the essence of the thing, its definition? It's a sa, it's a behema. So then what happens when you have competing, when you have sa, behema, and chaya, you can't say they're two essences, right? So you have to say it becomes a hybrid, right? Because the essence is the whole thing. That's what it is. So you can't have like the formation has to be, it's a hybrid, right? It's a new thing called the hybrid, because you can't say it's both simultaneously, both sa and, right, and chaya, or has them both. It's a new thing. What is it? It's one thing, it's indivisible, so what is it? So it's a hybrid, you can say that's its nature, it's a new thing. But if you're dealing with sa, if you say, that's Slavi says, that's Rabbi Elazar, right? This is right. But if you say sa, it makes us sa, I mean sa is really a quality. It's not the definition of the thing, the essence, but it's a characteristic. Sayas, right? So if sayas is a characteristic, so you could say some animals have the characteristic fully. Right? They're fully partake of the characteristic. Everything about them has that characteristic. Other animals partake of the characteristic of Seyas, but they also partake of the characteristic of whatever, it's Tzvius. Right? Ve'imachaya. So it can partake both characteristics. So what happens is the two characteristics create a compromised formation. Because the characteristic is more, it's like an overall summary of the way it behaves or something like that. You know, I don't know, maybe that's particular to this case, but the characteristic isn't. It's not like an all-in-one thing. It's more of an accidental description of some, it's more accidental. It's not the very definition and essence of the thing. So what can happen is that you could partake of each one that makes us. You could have this quality that makes us, this quality that makes us. I mean, if they're contradictory qualities, so they will we'll partake of them both, but makes us. They'll each impinge on the other, whatever, but the qualities, it partakes of it, but makes us. Right? And therefore, if you say that the characteristic is, so that's the idea of makes us. Right, if you say Seth, you make the Seth, that's what you're holding. Seth is a characteristic, and therefore it can exist from Mixas. Right, if you say Seth is a definition, it can't exist from Mixas. Now, let's say you say it could exist from Mixas, so it's a characteristic. So now the question is halachically, so how do you view the Machayev? Do you say that the characteristic itself is the Machayev? The quality of Seyas is the Machayev. So then you say that the Behema is then is Mixas and Machayev. Because since the characteristic quality exists for Mixas, so therefore it will be Machayev and Mixas. Right? Or do you say that the characteristic, the role of the characteristic is that it gives it a shem sa, and the shem sa is the mechayev. It gives it, it's late, notice, through having the characteristic, certain the characteristic, you can look at the characteristic per se, in which case you say it partakes of both of them but makes us. But then you could, the characteristics, a function of characteristics is that they create a label on the thing. So the characteristic is that I'm a waitress. It labels me as a waitress, right? Whatever. There's a certain characteristic could create a shame. So if you hold that the role of the characteristic is not the characteristic itself as a machayev, but the shame is the machayev. The shame behema, and the characteristic gives it the shame sa, the shame behema. So then you could give it the shame behema and give it the shame chayev. Because the shame and the shamos, they could coexist, and the shame is a whole thing. So it has both the shamos. Right, so even though the characteristic is involved, the characteristic itself is the mechayev. Then you have to look at the quantity of the characteristic and it just mix us. But if the role is to give it a shame, so shame is on the whole thing. A shame isn't a half a shame. Shame is a shame, so it gives it a shame. It gives it a label of a behema. Now it also has a label of a chaya. But if the label of behema is mechayev, then it's mechayev 100%. Right, the fact that it also has a different label, whatever, that doesn't matter. There's no halacha that the label of chaya is p'tor. Right, so it's like, what's the role of the characteristic? Is that itself the mechayev, or is that just that which creates the shame? But the shame is the mechayev.
Okay. So. Okay. So we had this thing is the Rabbi Yochanan brings in a brisa. Im shor l'rabos is a klayim. Im shor l'rabos is a klayim. Im shor. Im. Includes Kalayim. Chayiv and giving Matanas on Kalayim. So the question is, why would I think not? I mean, who cares that it's klein? Who cares that it's klein? And klein, by the way, is it's usher to crossbreed animals, and if you do, the animal's not usher. It's not there. It's not there. It's not there in achilas. Now you give it to the kohen. What's the big deal? Why wouldn't I have to give it to the kohen? And to answer a question, I want to look at Rambam. But it's the Gemara also, but I'll just show you the last Rambam in the parak on Zohar Chaim Akeva. Parak Tas, Halacha Chaf Beis. He says, Lo yachtof ha-koin mat-nosaf. The coin shouldn't grab the matanos. Okay, v'lo yishal b'piv. Nor should he ask verbally for it. Shouldn't even ask for them. Elim nasno b'nitno b'kavod notel. If they give it to him in kavod, kavodik manner, he takes them. It was not shame Robin based on Bechaim. If there's a lot of people in the butcher shop and a bunch of Kohanim, Hatsnuim Moshchim Yedehem, so the people who are Tsenua, they kind of sit, pull back. Gargaronim, no, I mean, the Gargarons, like, I don't know, the people with a big appetite and, like, you know, whatever. I don't know what the right translation is in English, but say it like it sounds, it's a Gargaron. You know? They're grabbing the food, like he's like grabbing food, you know.
Of the kohen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they would take. In my kohen senua, but if he's senua, in my kiran also shu kohen, but they don't know that he's a kohen. How is he no talk? They should avoid all the kosher kohen. So you don't want people to think you're not a kohen. It's bad for a kohen. A kohen has to be known as a kohen. That's important. He doesn't lose the status as kuna. So then you have to step up. But otherwise, you don't step up. You take a bekavah.
The word you're looking for is gourmand.
Gourmand. Yeah, is that English?
French. French.
Oh, yeah? And it means like, yeah?
Gourmet is someone who appreciates fine food, even in small quantities. Gourmand is someone who is always fussing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. V'ein ha-kohanim ochlim ha-matanos el-etzli b'chardol. And the kohanim have to eat the matanos roasted, barbecued, with mustard. With mustard. The chardal. Shanemar. As the pasuk says, and thou shalt eat the matanos with mustard. No, it doesn't say that.
Not with
honey mustard. Shanemar lemashcha b'ham. To like anoint them with it, to anoint them with it or something. Mashcha is a gedula. I think worse is lemashcha is like to make them great.
Kederach
shana malachim ofan.
It doesn't say anoint.
No, I think Mashal means like, I think the Gemara says it means like, like for greatness. It's like to make them, I know it's like a method, it's like, maybe it's the same thing, you anoint the king, it's like you're raising them up.
Right, but like, but I think it means, you anoint the king with oil?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean you're actually anointing him. It means, the Mashal, the Gedula, that's the Gemara says. Mashal, I mean, it means the Gedula. The Mashal, the Gedula, the Ravusi, yeah, that's what it means for greatness. It says, Kederach Shem Alach Bochum, like king's eat. That's our king's eat. Barbecued with mustard. Okay? Okay. We don't have kings, whatever. I don't know, chardal is mustard seed and whatever. But it means they have to eat in a manner like kings. Because the matanos are l'mashla, to make them great, to raise them up. Okay? Okay. So... so what's this, what do you see from this halacha? What's the unifying theme, basically, going through the halacha? Anthony? In summary?
It's sort of like,
right. The matanos are like a tool, they're like a tool of like giving them kavod. And they should be done, they should be eaten in a manner of kavod, and they should be taken in a manner of kavod. Right? They give it to you with kavod. It's not like you're picking at them, you're going for it. That's not the idea. It's not like Kohanim are hungry and they're going for it. But it's, Kohanim are great. They're occupying an important role. And so far as they're occupying that role, the Israelim are giving them, so to speak, willingly. I mean, it's a mitzvah, but they're willing to give them of their stuff. And the Kohanim eat it in a dignified, and they're like kings. It's not just a matter of feeding their bellies because they're hungry. It's a different idea. It's giving a gift like to a king. giving a gift to the king is not because it's a kavod, you're honoring. So the nature of the matanos is it's a din of the mashka, the doula, right? To raise him up. So maybe with that idea in mind, maybe you'd say naturally you'd say is, see, kalayim is like a stigmatized basically it's a result of Isser, right? I mean, it's a crossbreed. You see, even like dog owners will say, oh, that's a mutt, it's a crossbreed, like, right? That's an idea of I remember one time I was in New Hampshire, I think I asked him what kind of dog is it. He's like, I forgot what type it was, like it's a golden retriever, purebred. You know, like this big, like I'm like, whoa, okay, exciting. You know, like, I don't know, I guess, but he liked the pride of it. There's like an idea of like, but especially, I don't know if it's just because of that, but in halacha, especially, because there's an Isser client. But the whole existence of the thing is stigmatized by Isser. It came about through Isser. It reminds me of similar to the halacha that you're not allowed to bring a prostitute's wages as a garment. An animal is given as payment for a prostitute. So the she or whatever, the animal gets a shame of Esnan Zona. And now you can't, for a certain type of a prostitute, whatever, I'm giving it simple. But now it becomes stigmatized and they can't bring it as a carbon. Okay, or if it's traded for a dog. Apparently a dog is like a holy thing. If it's a traded dog for a sheep, that sheep has become like involved in being the dog. It's associated with the dog and it's lowly and it loses the esteem to be a carbon. Carbon has to have a certain chashivas. Like you see, Balmom can't be a carbon. So this isn't a carbon, but the idea is that there are psychological realities about how people relate to certain things. You know, like, well. So the thing is that Kalayan, I mean, I didn't really check if there's a sort of Kalayan with a carbon. I would assume there is, but I don't know. Who knows, maybe. You know? Interesting to check, actually. But what I'm saying is, like, so you'd say, naturally, that Kalayan can't function in Moshe. Because of its halachic stigma, because it's identified as being like a lowly, disgraceful animal, you don't give a king a kalayim. You don't give him your garbage. It's like it has a shame on it that it's kalayim. It's the name of kalayim. It's a crossbreed, and it's, you know, looks like it's probably noticeable that it is. So you'd say that it lacks in the matanos,
One way to go is Maskana. One way to go is I guess this is what Matt and John are trying to say, is that
it's true, part of Matanos is L'mashka, to raise them up. But the L'mashka sets up a din of a Mishpat HaKohanim. They have a Mishpat, they deserve the Matanos of all the animals. So now here, you have them with the halacha of the Mishpat HaKohanim, they deserve it. The only thing is that since it's Kalayim, so it's not going to be L'mashka. The din is a contradicted din of L'mashka. So do you say that undermines the din of the matanos? So do you say like the carbon of the matanos are essentially mashka, gedula? It's part and parcel of the very definition of the sin of matanos, and therefore if it's contradicted, you can't do it. Or do you say, look, it's a kiyum, it's an additional component to do it in the derech kavod, maybe a chayv to do it, but if it's not possible because the animal is stigmatized and it's not going to have that din, so then whatever. Do it anyways. Right, the contradiction to the L'mashva doesn't potter you from the matanos. That's what it's showing you. It's the mechayev matanos even outside of the L'mashva. Even though it's lacking L'mashva, it's still a mechayev. That's what Im is teaching you. Even though it doesn't really exist in the full form because it's lacking in the L'mashva, but it's still supporting them, it's still giving them meat, it's still Mishpat HaKohanim, they deserve it. So it's showing you it can exist. Matanos kuno is like a complex thing. Showing you it could exist even if you don't have the lamashka. See, you need limud. You'd say, look, it involves lamashka. Once you get rid of it, and you know, that's not the zigmatal, mana's going anymore. So it's teaching, you know, that aspect is not likuva. But im is teaching a chayv even if it doesn't have that aspect. The Jewish should, it's better to. You know, I guess you could ask, according to this, is if you're giving the from matanos, do you have these halachas of doing a derakava? Like, or I don't know. I guess they don't have to say that it has no lamashka altogether. Still, could be like a kiyum to do it or whatever amount you could. If the definition of the thing was it's an actual lamashka, it could be you say you can't define it because that has a contradiction to it. But given that it's a feature, so it could be look, it lacks it in one regard, but you could kind of try to do it. You could.
Perhaps. Yeah, I'm not sure though. I'm not sure about the maskana. You know, I'm not sure. There's other ways to go with maskana. I mean, just the idea of a stigma doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't have to be consoled, but it would be nice to know what M is teaching you. It's like, I guess I hear that. I hear they're going down this way. I'm just not sure. Yeah, so I'm not so sure about the maskana though. I mean, I can see maybe different ways to go. But I guess that's it's a pretty good way. The mashka isn't like Kuba. Okay, but the whole thing, it's hard. The whole problem is that it's kind of speculative because it doesn't say how much. You know? Okay. So now the Gemara goes further. So it says, Im Sar teaches you to include Kalayim. Then Im Set teaches you to include Koi. Good Koi. Right? That's Chayiv and form a mixture of a Chayiv and a Behemoth. Chayiv and both of them. Chayiv fully. Chayiv fully. Right? There's a Shem Behemoth Chayiv, even though it's also Chayiv. Rebbe Lazar, Hay Im Lamali. So Rebbe Lazar holds that a koi, if it's a mix of em chayat spater. So then what does he do with the em? So it says, mi boi l'chalik, to separate. L'chalik, Rashi. The ilo haviksiv em havi amina de'inu chay matanos ad yeshchot. That's an important gemel. Shor v'sa. Because if he didn't say em, I'd say you're not chayat until you shecht both the shor and the say. It would have said em shor v'sa. So you think it's shecht on both? Kamash malon, em. You shaft one of them alone, you're chayef. Even one of them, you're mechayef. So that's what Im is teaching you. Im shar, Im sa. It breaks up a division. Im separates the word shar and sa. So it's mechalik then. And it's saying it's chayef even if you shaft only one. Even if you shaft only one. Right, let's just read a little further than the one. But Rabbana and Lechalik, how do they know? How do they know Lechalik? They're chayef for either one. Nachkilu, me'ez, zov chayazavach. Zovchei hazevach is Rashi. Hazevach, once we feel zevach echad. Zovchei hazevach, singular. Doesn't say zovchei zvachim, those who shacht karbanim, you know, animals. This is an animal. Zovchei hazevach, this is even one. Rebbe Lazar, I mean, zovchei zevach, my avid life. So what does he need to do with zovchei zevach? Says me by lech, drava, dam, rava, dinem atabach. He used to teach you that other halacha that zovchei zevach teaches you that you have a right to go to the butcher, which we did already. Right, so the Ran asks, and Rashi says here. One second, it says, "I didn't talk to Daniel. Shall come with Vomen Atavach Matanos. Alpha Pishen Abayim Shall Tavach Elam Shall Chayim. Someone else's Behem. It doesn't matter. He goes to the butcher." So the Ran says, "Okay, fine." And how does the Rabbanan know that halacha of the? So they say it's from Zovchei Hazeva. I don't know, some sort of this two. I forgot what it was. Zovchei and Rabbi Lazar isn't Dorish Zovchei. Like, this is a subtle thing whether you're Dorish or not. Fine. So that we already did already. But I'm sure there's, you know, we kind of said it at one point. Zovchei Zov teaches you them on Tavach. It's a Gemara here. Okay, fine. So, but my question is there's a Hamina Maskana, but if you only shecht one of Shar and Sa, just shecht the Shar, or just shecht the Sa, are you Chayav Tiyamatanas? I think no. I'd say it's only both. Shar Visa. Shecht them both. One, two. Give matanos, but if you only shecht one, it's a potter. No, even if you only shecht one. Whew. So the question is, what kind of thing is that? I shecht both of them. What kind of shecht both of them? I don't understand. Like this, I mean, it's similar to what John is saying. I'm just gonna answer a question, but like so, I agree. It's speculative. I mean, we don't really have much information. But like one thing is that shechita is like a haschala of achila. Right, that's a shechita is a matel achila. It's getting the food ready to eat. That's what makes it food, you know. Now, at least not by a tabach. Maybe I'm saying different, you know, different from you. But like at least at home, you know. So maybe there's an idea. What's the who would shecht? What's the idea of shechting a shor and sa? So in achila, there's an idea of a meal of variety. Right, there's an idea of different kinds of meat. We have steak. We have lamb. Right, that's a type of a thing. There's a meal, like you see, for instance, on Shalach Manos. There's an idea you give a gift. You give two different minim, right? Two different types of minim, right? So that's a type of like a feast. There's an idea of like a feast or a certain meal that has a variety. It's a feature in achila. So maybe you'd say it's a tax insofar as you're engaged in achila's basar on a certain level that you're shechting a shor and a seh, so you have to give to the kohen. But if you just want to eat meat like because you're hungry, like whatever, you're then meant to eat a piece of meat, so you shecht their animal, and whatever, it's fine. It's only a certain type of eating and a certain type of a shechting that's mechayev in the matanos. Shor v'sa. Shecht the shor v'sa, it's like a millionaire's tax, so to speak. you know, a certain idea of a tax for people, a certain type of activity, if you want to indulge in, you have to give a luxury tax, right? That's the idea of luxury tax, right? So you want to involve in that, you can do it, but you're going to have to, pay up. Right? So tijin has nothing to do with that. It's simply the idea of chilas bas, the basar itself is the shechita itself is mechayev. It's not that. You know?
I don't. You could have thought that. I mean, I'm just saying, if you would have said it that way, that's what you'd have thought. Shavasah couldn't just leave it Shavasah because there's a concept like that. And there's a concept in taxes of taxing a certain type of an activity. Some type of upper class super activity which you can engage in, but you gotta give some to the commandant before you do it. I'll give you a regular poor guy, you want to eat meat, fine, eat meat, whatever. But don't, once you start involving yourself in that kind of thing, it creates an additional stivus on rich people, and people are engaging in a luxurious activity to do it. Now, that's what Jonas is. It's not a lot. I'm saying it's not the quantity, because the quantity, maybe you have 50 people, so you have 50, you may have a lot of shars. But variety is a different idea. It's a quality of a certain type of achila, which is like raised up. So you'd say that type of achila. And the, but I think you have to say the shechita is aschalas achila. You know, so otherwise, what is it? You're shechting a feast. Like if you're a butcher, I don't know if you say that. But it could be a butcher who doesn't do that. I don't know. But it could be a butcher shechts. What's he doing? He has a rod, he has 50 cows, he shechts a cow. I don't know, who knows. It could be there wouldn't be a tzira for a shechita. I'm saying maybe there wouldn't even be a tzira for a shechita. Shochet, just shach this, and shach that, shach that. I don't know if that's, could be, it would be one guy. Even if it's a shochet, something for one guy, a shah on the sack. You know, it's, I don't know what it would mean. What is, because the chai of shochet shachs, your shah and your sack. I don't know why, chai, but it's not, they're two separate guys. So it's only acting on behalf of the chai for the guy. So it seems to be, even if it's a shochet, it's for one guy. So that's, yeah, it's a shchit of a feast. Shchit, so the tziruf would be, I guess, that he does them in one, for one, for one meal, let's say. You know, for one, and especially because meat used to be, I mean, you'd have to eat it pretty quickly. It wouldn't be like you'd have to start going bad. You wouldn't know exactly. So you shechted meat for a purpose. So the tziruf would be, they're both being shechted for the same meal. Right? So it's not the tziruf in the maisa shechita, but it's in the basar, in the meat, which is emerging. Okay? Alrighty, so what I think we do next, I mean, there is a Rav Chaim on Koi, which I, in Hilchos Shechita, which I may want to do. I don't know if I'm going to be ready tomorrow, but if I am, then maybe we'll do that. If not, then I guess we're in the next mission. Before. We did a little bit, but not that much. So we're going to go to there. I think. Unless I have some other topic for tomorrow. Let's